This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Packers ended the regular season with a 16-3 loss to the Vikings and a four-game losing streak. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matt LaFleur deciding the health of his team going into the playoffs was more important than trying to gain some momentum.
We did the right thing today in regards to trying to, and we'll see, time will tell. But I feel better about this, certainly, than I did a year ago after the game. It was a double whammy when we lose the game and you lose like a key player for us to go into that run. So I thought this was the best decision.
The game mirrored a preseason game, and sitting as many key players as he could, LaFleur has a team that enters Saturday night's wildcard game against the Bears with no new injuries to starters or key backups. Safety Evan Williams is ready for the postseason.
We all understand what it's going to take, the sacrifice that, you know, we're going to need to put into, you know, put our best foot forward coming this week. And I think guys are excited for the opportunity.
Bears riding the two-game losing streaks themselves. They fell to the Lions to close out 19-16 yesterday, yet still remain the 2 seed in the NFC. Last night, the Steelers clinched the AFC North title with a 26-24 win over Baltimore. Wisconsin got its quarterback Sunday, signing Old Dominion transfer Colton Joseph. They also added 6'3 Oklahoma State receiver Shamar Rigby. UW River Falls knocked off defending champion North Central College 24-14 on Sunday night to win their first ever NCAA Division III football championship. Bucks kicked off their road trip with a 115-98 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Giannis had 37 points and 11 rebounds. Men's college basketball yesterday, Marquette lost to fourth-ranked UConn 73-57. Horizon League play tonight, Milwaukee's at Green Bay. In women's action, the Badgers came from behind to beat Penn State 74-73. Marquette beat Villanova 85-69. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.